Hello everyone, I'm Kate Musgrove with CND. Here we have legendary salesman Mark Summers with us today. Thank you for being here, Mark.
Well, thank you for having me, Kate. I'm glad to be able to be a part of the show.
So, our first question to you is, how did you get into the world of sales?
Well, I studied marketing and public relations at university, but in my third year I realised that it wasn't what I wanted to do with my life. I'd paid my university by selling electronics in a big chain of stores, and I really enjoyed the contact with the clients. It was never the same thing, even if it was the same product. You see, each sale was different. Each customer had their own needs and wants, so even if there were patterns, and there were always something novel.
Wow, that's fascinating. All right, so tell us, what is the best thing about working in sales?
Well, the best thing is definitely working with clients. The feeling of closing the deal is intoxicating and the pay is phenomenal. But working with people really makes me feel good. Seeing all my clients walk out satisfied and smiling makes me feel like I've done a good deed and made money doing it.
It's no wonder you love it so much. That would be anyone's dream. So, are there any general rules that a salesman or woman should follow?
Well, there are several guidelines you should follow. First of all is presentation. You must look good. Then you also have to know about what you are selling. If you don't know a product, you can't sell it effectively. Then you have to believe in the product as well, because if you don't, the client never will. But the only rule is that you must be able to sell it to your mother. If you wouldn't feel bad about selling her the product, then you probably will be able to convince the client that it is a worthy buy.
You don't say. There's a few of those that I would never have thought of. Now tell us, do you have any tricks to closing a deal, or do products generally sell themselves?
Well, my best trick is probably an obvious one. I listen to the client and ask them questions. Then, once I feel like I know what they're looking for, I try to sell them something that fits with at least 80% of their criteria. I find that if I can match a product 80% to the needs of the customer, they are likely to take it. Of course, you also have to be sure to get them the best deal possible. It's better to sell the first item at a bargain and get them back into the store than to try and sell them the fanciest equipment right off the bat.
Ah, I see. So there is a method to the magic. Sometimes it seems like salespeople can be very heavy-handed. How do you avoid making the client feel overwhelmed while still convincing them to buy your product?
Well, it's really the same as the last answer, isn't it? It all comes down to listening and matching a product. You really want the product to do the talking. You just need to adjust the lighting, so to speak. I mean that you need to offer the product that the client wants, or you won't manage to sell much at all, and you will seem overwhelming if you become desperate.
And finally, for all of our young salespeople out there, what pieces of advice could you give to others who would like to get into the business?
Well, everyone has to start somewhere, so my advice is to try and find a first job. Learn the ropes and get used to talking to people. Also, you can never underestimate the power of simple conversation. So I guess my first piece of advice would be, get used to talking with strangers.
Well, that certainly is inspiring. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much once again for coming on the show.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me. I've had a lovely time.